How did day one feel out there to get the young guys out there with you veterans?
It was good. It was good to get right at it. A little rusty in the scrimmage, and thought everybody was a little tentative at first. But after, you know, probably 10 minutes, it got a little better, a little faster, and you know, it was nice to get right back in it.
As captain of this team, what do you want to see from everybody leading into the exhibition season?
Well, we want to see the effort, and that's the biggest thing going forward. I mean, every time we get on the ice, we want guys to be paying attention to details and making sure we're doing the right things right from the get-go.
Any of the young guys catch your eye so far?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, I thought, you know, Troops looked pretty good. You know, Lowry looked pretty good. I thought he made a couple great plays. So those are two guys that, you know, I guess off the top of my head I could think of.
How important is it for this team to get another line going the same way your line goes?
Well, depth up front is going to be really important, especially if you look at our division and the teams that we're playing. You know, every team has, you know, three lines that can score. So, you know, I think the guys that we add instead of Gucci and Frolik, and those guys are going to help that depth. And then we need guys to keep elevating their game and take advantage of the ice time they're getting.
Did you notice, it was just the first day, obviously, but anything different about Scheifele out there as compared to which you've seen in the last little while?
It was tough for me to – he wasn't on my team, so it was tough for me to really notice. But having skated with him, you know, before camp, he looks really good. He looks a little bigger and stronger. With him, his hockey sense is great already, so – I'm sure he'll be fine.
Do you sense a lot of pressure on him this season? Because there's a lot of expectations with people having already kind of penciled him in and expecting him to make the jump.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough part of playing in a market like this and being a young guy with a lot of potential. So you got to handle it the right way. You know, I'm sure he's putting pressure on himself, but most of the top guys in the league, to make it to the NHL, you have to put pressure on yourself to be good every day anyways. So I'm sure he'll handle it fine.
Andrew, what makes a good camp? What makes does it have to be intense every day? Does it have to get stuff moved forward every day? What makes a good one?
Yeah, I think the intensity right off the hop is what makes for a good camp. You want to get to that game level as fast as possible. And in order to do that, you have to push each other. And you know, I thought we were a little tentative at first, and maybe guys weren't as physical as they should have been or weren't sure how to get right into it. So we're past that point, and now tomorrow we'll have to, you know, get it even to another level.
What do you like to do at camp? Do you like to get some hits in? Do you like to put some points up? Or how do you get your legs under you and make sure you're good to go every day?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is the contact. You know, you go a whole summer of not hitting and going through that grind, and that's the biggest thing for me is trying to get that physical element back to where it needs to be to start the year.